Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Tony and Kai Show with your hosts, Tony Wade and Kaixa Rodriguez. It is January 14th, 2014. Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. The Lord has blessed us with a brand new year, and I hope that you are doing well this year. 2013 is gone. It is past. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Forget what has happened in 2013. 2014 is here, and you have so much to look forward to. Whatever happened in 2013, just let it go. Erase it. Breathe it out. Forget it. Release it. And breathe in fresh, anew, all the possibilities that are to come in 2014. Dream, believe, anything is possible in 2014. My saying this year is, you can have it if you believe it. A plan is nothing without action. It is just a dream. You know, you can think it, but you must believe it. A plan is nothing without action. It is just a dream. So, baby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
That is my other half, none other than my husband, Tony Wade. How are you, love?
Look at you. See, you get to say my husband, get all excited now. See?
I do, I do, I do, I do. We are coming up on our one-year anniversary. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. You know,
ooh, when is that again?
I know. You know, about to be wow. 1 year officially a missus. You know, I have to say, you know, it is a blessing to me. You know, I am 41 years old, and, you know, I never thought I'd be married. You know, I was told for many, many years it was never going to happen. I was not worthy. You know, that was just the pit of hell. It wasn't going to happen. You know, I was one of those that was engaged.
Yeah, we got
you know. And I was that Julia Roberts. You know, I wasn't the runaway bride, but, you know, we couldn't make it as a boyfriend-girlfriend. I wasn't going to, you know, and part of that was that belief that, you know, people telling me, you know, you just wasn't worthy to be a bride, you know, from fathers and, you know, that was just my mentality. When you've gone through so much abuse and things, you know, you just kind of internalize that. But God was working on me, and he was working on my future husband, and he was working on getting me ready. And, you know, and here we are, 41 years later, you know, here I am, and here we are. You know, so everything happens in its time and in its season. And, you know, he's still working on me. I'm not perfected yet, you know.
None of us are perfect.
No, none of us are perfect, you know. Love is not perfect. It does not mean that once you get married, you are in a perfect relationship and everything is golden and peaches and a bowl of cherries and everything just rolls and happy-go-lucky. It doesn't work like that. People, stop thinking that. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. That is a lie.
He's working on you, and he's doing major construction on me.
Yes, yes, yes. But I love you, and, you know, you get on my nerves, but I still love you.
Wow. See, for y'all that are listening, there is no distinguishing between Facebook and reality on our show. She's going to just spit it out regardless and just say whatever comes to mind. Just put me on blast every time.
We keep it real on the Tony and Kai Show. We don't sugarcoat. That is why y'all love us, because we keep it real. That's why y'all tune in every week, because we keep it real.
This is true. Real it is. And let's be real quick to get to our guest, because I'm excited about it.
I am. We have Tina Wade, no relation. You know, that's why I'm excited. Tony Wade, Tina Wade, you know, y'all may think that we're paying favoritism with our first guest of 2014, you know, but we are not. She just so happens to have this, you know, the same name as my husband. You know, I love when that just rolls off my tongue, you know, but you know, she is a a children's author, and I can't wait. We are so honored to be her first radio interview, so I can't wait to get her online. So, you know, without further ado, we are going to get her right on, and we are going to let her talk, and we're going to, you know, introduce her to you guys and get her right on here. Tina?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, congratulations to both of you on your one-year anniversary. Woohoo! That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you.
And
thank you.
Just to explain the last name, my husband is actually on the line with me, and his name is Jamal Wade. So we wanted to do a little Tony and Key show of our own and do the husband and wife routine.
What's up, Tony? What's up, brother? What's going on?
What's happening?
It's a pleasure, believe it. It's a pleasure to be on your show, man. I'm just riding the wave over here with my beautiful wife, man.
I'm glad that you're riding that wave. I love that, man. I love the together thing. I mean, me and Kai, we've been doing this for a minute. You know, we've been trying to get it down. It takes work, you know, when you're married and you want to do a job together. You want to do a business together, a project together. And when you can get it, it works for you. So I'm glad that you guys are doing this. I love it. It's a bonus for us. Thank you very much for being with us.
We appreciate it. Actually, we were just talking last night. You know, there's the reality show Love and Hip Hop. We said that would be an awesome idea, love and business, because in a marriage, it really is, it can be challenging. So to make it work, it does take effort and time and truly love.
Yes.
It does. You ain't never lied. It does. It does. Because a lot of people, they see me and Kai and I, and they're like, you know, you guys make the perfect couple. You know, you guys can do this together. They want to know how we're doing everything. They don't see behind the scenes where, you know, those moments where Kai wants to try to hit me upside the head with a frying pan and stuff like that. They don't see that part of it. You know, they don't see the part where, you know, Tony's stressed out about life, you know. They don't see all of that. And I'm that type of person. I'm an Aries, so I like to take control of stuff. But it's work. It does take work, and people don't see that, you know.
Right.
And we love the gift that we get from it. We love the bonus that comes from it, being able to do things together. Our time is spent together, and we like that. So
absolutely. You were mentioning the frying pan, so I'm glad it's not just in my house, you know, that you're being chased around, you know, with a frying pan.
Oh, my goodness, we were in Walmart. She was looking at the cast iron. I'm like, you can leave that.
But let me shout you out, Kai, too. I didn't want to, you know, go to you first because I had a respect for my brother there. You know, if I'm speaking to you first, then, you know, your hubby might not like that too much. So how are you, Kai? Good evening, Kai.
You know, that is perfectly okay. It is an honor to have another man's voice on the phone. Tony is normally, you know, the only man. Other than we usually have another guy that calls in to give him some support. So it is definitely an honor to have another man. And it's also, you know, it's an honor to have another husband-wife team calling in. It's an honor to have another husband that supports his wife and what she does. That's an honor. Because, you know, as a woman doing things, it's wonderful to see a man not be intimidated by his wife. You know, but be supportive, to be right there with her, saying, baby, you can do this. I got your back. You know, too many times, you know, as women, we feel we have to, you know, not do what our calling is, you know, to feed our man's ego because he can't handle that. It's wonderful when our man can be right there beside us, either taking an active role in what we're doing or just allow us to do what we're doing and not feel intimidated.
And well said, very well said.
So tell us, you know, let our listeners know, Tina, how did you get into writing?
So Certainly. You know, I am very, very excited about my new series, and they're titled the Heroes Series. And quite honestly, it's just been on my heart and in my spirit for the past couple of years. I really felt that this was my calling. So that coupled with the fact that I pride myself on being a very good writer, I interface well with children. And I just wanted to somehow balance the negative imagery that our children see on television and at schools today. So I wanted to offer something that was beautiful, that was impressive, so that when parents picked up my book off the shelf, they would say, wow, you know, that's a beautiful book, and be just as impressed by the powerful, impactful message that's behind all of the Hero Series books.
Amen.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about the series. I mean, we know that it's hero-based, which I love. You know, it's hero based. I love that. I love the fact that it's for the children. I definitely love that because they need that. But tell us a little bit about the series. I mean, for those that don't know, what's it about?
They are faith based books, and they're based off of my four children. I have four children, ages 18, 13, 8, and 5. And so just the joy of being a mother of four and being an aunt of several nieces and nephews, the book came about just from the daily experiences that I've had and the love that I have for my children. So the books are based upon on their lives and the little interesting things that they do. And the Rose Girls are superheroes in nature, and they each have a cross, a bracelet cross. So when those crosses interface, they are empowered to fly and also to have supernatural strength. And they just go around the world in emergency situations to save other Rose Girls all around the world. And then I have a series called the Super Cool Series, and that's also based upon my son. And the age range is from the ages of 2 to 8. And the Super Cool Series is just about doing your best, you know, knowing that God is good and standing up for what's right and obeying your parents and doing your homework. And when you do all of those things, that's what makes you super cool.
Awesome, awesome. Now, how are you with a publisher, or did you self-publish?
So, Tina, I'm going to jump in on this one.
Okay.
Tina, as a budding author, new to the marketplace, we really wanted to examine all the possibilities that are available, especially with the advances in technology. So we landed on self-publishing as the best route, you know, basically in an effort to get it to our readers, you know, the quickest. And, of course, as you know, you know, with advances in iPads and tablets and smartphones, you know, a lot of folks are digitally reading books and articles and so forth. So we're really looking at the best partnership to be able to have e-books, you know, as well as a soft copy, hard copy, paperbacks, but, you know, really focusing on, you know, keeping costs down and how can we deliver Tina's vision for these stories to our readers the quickest.
I like how you're saying we. I like that.
Without
yes,
question. I'm certainly the creative and artistic side. My husband is very business savvy. So when it comes to the numbers and the best avenues for production and the money and writing the checks, he's the go-to guy. But if you ask me about the coloring and the verbiage and the packaging, then that's my side of the table. So we work very well as a team.
And that's good. I mean, that's excellent when you know your strengths and you can play on them, and, you know, everybody knowing their part and being comfortable playing their part, playing their position, you know. play to your strengths. And then, you know, the team works very well when everybody knows their position and plays their position well.
You're
now,
right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was going to ask, actually, how long it took you not only to come up with the concept for it, because it's a really good concept, but how long did it take you to write the book?
As I mentioned earlier, I really truly feel that this is a God-given gift. And so, to be quite honest, it doesn't take me very long to write a book, typically a day or two, but I take 2 to 3 weeks just to go through it and make sure that it's fine-tuned and it's exactly what I want to present and present to the rest of the world. The challenge is finding the right illustrator, someone who can accurately reflect my vision, because it's kind of in my mind. So finding the right sketch artist and the coloring and just the overall presentation, we have to go through quite a few different artists in order to get exactly what we need for each page and each book.
All right, that makes sense. I can get that. I mean, I'm writing a novel. It's a 3-part series, so it's taking me a while. I'm in awe. I mean, I need to take lessons from you, because there's no way I could write a book that quick. I mean, I'm writing novels, but I mean, it just takes me a while. And although they're good, it's like my mind just runs. I wish I could write books that quick. How did it go for you with your editing?
Well, I am, again, writing children's books, so it's a little bit easier. It's a lot easier for me, I'm sure, Tony. And so if you ever need any help, please, just I have an array of ideas. So I can certainly help you out if you'd ever like some tips or help.
Yeah, when it comes to writing short stories, I'm not good at it. All my books are novels. They're gonna be like 200 pages or more, because I can't seem to. I tried, but it didn't work. So I can respect somebody that can actually. I don't even want to say I can't, because that's nullifying my ability. But I haven't been able to at this point.
Okay.
to get a short story. So yes, I would definitely take some tips from you when you have time, because I could always go there. I love that idea.
Well, Tony, I'm gonna chime in real quick, bro. My wife has a multitude of tips, and you know, me as the husband, it's a yes, dear, and yes, and I appreciate the tips that you have. Just listening to you, bro, I'm sure you're being extremely humble. I mean, you know, the vision and the direction and the idea of I want to write a novel, to me, listening to you is pretty significant. So I'm sure, you know, where you are right now, that you probably are on the right path. And, you know, so I can't wait to be one of the first to read your novel, brother, when it's printed and it's ready to go, man.
Now, I'm going to make sure that you get a copy right off the bat. I'm going to make sure you get a copy. Just because you just boosted up my ego and made me feel really good, I'm going to make sure you get a copy first and foremost.
See, Tony, how he always saves the day? Ladies, he is taken. He is married.
I'm loving it. I actually have an idea that could help you guys out big time, but Kai and I will talk to you offline after the show. Because
okay,
I have
great.
Something that'll be great for you guys, but I'm gonna talk offline. We can share ideas. I'm loving this camaraderie we have going on.
Now,
I cut you guys off. I'm sorry. You guys had a question. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
You know, I was just saying, what is your 2014. You know, sky is the limit. You know, they say reach for the moon. If you miss, you'll land among the stars. You know, what is your goal, your writing goal, you know, for your books, for your future? How far are your wildest dreams for your writing?
Well, Kai, I'll jump in on that one. Just listening to you open the show, and you touched on a number of things that you know, when you know, as married couples, you know, I'm sure you guys have pillow talk. As far as this being, you know, our time, our season, keeping it real and just letting things go. You know, Tina and I are strong in our faith, and as well and as many blessings as we received in 2013, you know, we definitely had, you know, some struggles, some challenges, and as I'm sure, you know, many others out there are having. So, you know, we reflect on the season and realize, you know, as far as Tina's book series, is that, you know, the time is now. Let's get this out there. Let's launch. You know, for me, you know, being a little bit more conservative and wanting to be a little bit more methodical, but also just, you know, balancing that with my wife to say, you know, let's do it. Like, the time is now. Let's share our, you know, our blessings and get this in the hands of the youth so they can receive it and they can, you know, hopefully be uplifted. And that's really what Tina's vision, you know, has been as a mother, you know, of four, was, you know, to share this with the children.
Yes, I definitely, I agree with Jamal's sentiment. And, you know, ideally in a perfect world, I would love to give away my books. You know, I have prayed to God that he will make a way where, you know, not only are we allowed to give the books out at cost, but we're able to give them away because they have such a powerful message and an introduction to God, because God is good, and we certainly want to impart that message to anyone that will listen. So that's my goal, to be able to just give my books away and speak to the youth and to teach them to, again, my mission is to encourage them, to motivate them to do their best and to reach for the stars, because there are no limits when you have God in your crosshairs and in
Amen.
Your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
I have a question. I know that God, you said that, I was going to ask you how you came up with the characters, how you came up with your heroes. But again, I refreshed back to what you said, or reflected back to what you said concerning, you know, God directs you. So I won't ask that question. But give us an idea of what some of the heroes are in your book.
Well, the heroes are Tina Rose and Jana Rose, and they are a part of the Rose Girls series. And they are cousins. My daughter is Jana Rose. My niece is Tina Rose. And they're about 6 months apart. And ironically, they look just alike, except for one's very fair and the other is two or three shades darker. But they look exactly alike. And, you know, just their gifts. They're so different, but they both love the Lord. They really try to be a role model to their peers, and they're just good girls. And oftentimes I'm approached, both Jamal and I, because we also have a blended family, and I hate to toot our own horn, toot, but our kids are pretty good. You know, they do well in school. They sing in the choir. They stand up for others. They don't bully. They're obedient. And so oftentimes our friends say, hey, you know, what are you guys doing? Your kids are awesome. They're wonderful. And so we share those tactics and those parenting tips. And that's what prompted us to also write the books, because I do take great pride in our parenting abilities, and we wanted to share some of that with the world in hopes of making it a better place and a little bit easier for other parents.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think that's what we need. You know, today,
yeah,
when the world is so full of twerking and, you know, pants lowered and, you know, cleavage showing and, you know, skirts raised and, you know, five-year-olds cussing you out on videos and people laughing about it and, you know, two-year-olds twerking and, you know, YouTube videos, and it's just the cutest thing. You know, I mean, the world is just ridiculous, and everything that's crazy is cute. You know, and everything that's respectful and honorable is old-fashioned. You know, it's so backwards that it's ridiculous. And when your children act respectful, they're looked at like, what's, you know, it's almost like weird. instead of the norm. And when your child is acting crazy, it's normal, which is crazy. You know what I mean? And I think we need to get back to, you know, you can't even say boo to a child without a parent, you know, wanting to rip your head off, or, you know, like your child just was disrespectful to me and the parent wants to say something to you crazy, like they don't know that their child acts that way. You know, I mean, so, I mean, we do need that. We need that kind of let's get back to reprimanding our children, or let's get back to helping our, being parents. You know, we're not here to be our children's friend, you know, and Tony and I are, I have a problem. This is, and this is what, you know, when I say God sends us what we need, you know, Tony and I parent differently. Tony parents kind of like my mother and my father parents, kind of with that iron fist. I shouldn't say fist, but he parents with that kind of iron rule, black and white, and I'm kind of more of a gray. You know, and you know, that's because I had that, you know, iron, this is the way it is, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it growing up, and my sisters and brothers are all kind of like that the same way, so I'm that kind of wishy-washy parent, you know, and so, you know, we balance each other out, but I kind of really way got off the topic, but
I'm totally with you. You touched on a number of things as far as where, you know, your analysis and, you know, your observation of where things are going, and, you know, Tina and I talk and speak, you know, communicate on it, you know, a lot as well. And you know, we just want to do our part, you know, as parents and as members of the community and as members of our church family and, you know, citizens of this country and in the world, you know, so you know, it's a start. It's a start for us. It's you know, the, you know, this book, I feel like, is one of the avenues that we're, you know, we're trying to share, you know, and really, to me, that's what it's about, you know. But as far as your marriage and how you guys, you and Tony, balance each other, I mean, Tina and I are the same way. I mean, we, you know, there are times where we will look at the same thing and totally see something different. You know, one is looking at half full, one's looking at half empty. You know? So
yeah,
the challenge always, you know, as a married couple, is to find that middle ground, you know, that blend.
Yeah, and I think God gives us what we need. You know, we, you know, I'm a whole lot more patient than Tony is with things, and I, you know, God gives us exactly what we need. I mean, I'm no way, you know, gonna let my child. My children are respectful, you know, none of my, I have four children as well. You know, my children aren't out running the streets, none of them. I have a 22-year-old. Both of my oldest are in college. You know, my 21-year-old has been working two jobs and in college since he was 15. You know what I mean? So I have very respectful, you know, children who do what they're supposed to do. God gives us what we need, but We've got about 2 minutes left, so in the last 2 minutes, why don't we, you know, let everybody know where they can get in touch with you, where they can reach you, you know, your Facebook, your website.
Sure. Our website is heroesbooks.com, and that's HEROSE books.com. Our Twitter is HEROSE space books. That's our Twitter address. And Facebook is also Heroes Books. Facebook. My email address is twade, at heroesbooks.com.
Awesome. And you guys can also get this information by going to our Facebook page, which is Tony and K-I-E-S-H-O on Facebook, facebook.com, Tony and Kai Show. Their information will also be up there, and you can keep in touch there. You know, you can always catch us here now every Tuesday night, 6:30. We'll be on here, and we will keep in touch. We'll see you next Tuesday. We will have author Dion Cheese on next Tuesday night, and that's where we'll be here next Tuesday. And it was an honor having you guys on. Keep in touch. Like Tony said, we will talk to you guys after the show. We'll call you. He'll probably talk to me. I don't know what he wants to talk to me about. But we'll call you if you're up to it, or I'll call you tomorrow and talk to you about whatever it is he wants to talk to you about. And keep in touch and be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It was a blessing to appear on the Tony and Kai show. Have a great evening, and we'll definitely speak with you in a few minutes.
All right.
Definitely will. All right.
All right, Tony. Peace, bro. All
right.
Kai. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless
good
everybody,
evening.
And you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.